from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
With the 11th pick in the 2011 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Klay Thompson from Washington State University.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Curry's still here? He's still on the team?
Yeah.
Klay Thompson signing with the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $50 million. And we are now joined by a trio.
Yeah.
Jason Dumas, Dan Dibley, Mark Grandy joining Steiny and Guru. What's up, gents?
We got a starting five. Well, what's up, Dumas coming off.
I'm still on the IM. Yeah. I got a boot on the foot still.
Yeah.
Still got a boot on the foot, man. Day by day.
There you go. All right, I'm going to go to the veteran, Dan Dibley, to give me some broad thoughts on Klay Thompson's 13-year career with the Warriors that's come to an end.
Unbelievable career and a great run. And it's funny because we were talking out there in the green room about, like, what are you feeling? And I'm not really yet to the spot where I'm wanting to step back and remember Klay. I'm more in the mode of, like, what's happening? What's next? And, you know, Melton is coming in and the trade exception and what else can they do? And I think there will be time for stepping back and letting the dust settle. But I will say this, watching him in all the Photoshop, because that's what we do now. We Photoshop everything, and seeing Klay in a Mavericks jersey, it definitely hit me. It jarred me. But for me, I've been kind of ready for this for a long time. I knew it was coming and I'm a little surprised that, you know, the contract was as small as it was, but as we've learned, this is kind of where the market found him.
Was there any Photoshop of Klay with 5 rings on his hand?
No, I didn't see that.
That's what he's going for, huh, Steiny?
I think so. Don't you?
Oh, he turned down a whole year less. He got a whole year extra from the Lakers, where his dad is an analyst, where he's from, his childhood team, to go to the Mavericks. And, I mean, it's not too difficult to figure out that that's a pretty good fit for him. I think it's going to work out well for him in terms of, you know, him being in a good position to play well.
I wonder about that, because it's going to be a lot of, like, standing with his hands up waiting as Luka dribble, throw your head back, fall down, get back up. Where's my foul? Oh, wait, 2 seconds left of the shot clock. Where's Klay?
In fairness, while they're dribbling, he can run around if he wants to.
Why would he? Because, I mean, most teams don't do the run around like the Warriors do.
True.
And so, I mean, it's going to be a lot of Klay, I think, just, you know, standing and waiting. And that's fine if that's what you want.
What do you think, Jason, basketball-wise?
I don't love the fit. I'll go both ways. So for the Mavericks and Klay Thompson, Klay is so used to that motion offense and, you know, the split screens. Dallas is a bunch of ISO basketball. And I think that's going to be a real adjustment for Klay Thompson. Now, I know PJ Washington looked great over the last couple months, and some of their other role players played well. But if you see what Boston did to them, now, obviously, Boston's a different beast. Everybody doesn't have the personnel to accomplish what Boston was able to. Boston just didn't leave the shooters, and they just said, you know what, we're going to let Luka and Kyrie dribble to air out of the ball and take a low percentage shot, and we're going to live with it. And Mavericks couldn't win that way. Throughout the whole playoffs, people were kind of over-helping and leaving shooters open. I think if they just stay on Clay, I don't think he's going to get as many open looks as he got in Golden State. I just don't think that's the brand of basketball that Dallas plays. So it'll be interesting to see. As for his tenure with the Warriors, this is just another reminder that nostalgia doesn't really exist in sports at the end of the day. It's a business. And, you know, if you read between the lines over the last 3 years, this is not very surprising. Clay is, I'll put it this way, he's a very prideful person. And when he feels slighted, he's going to let you know. And sometimes that is exhausting for everybody in the building.
Wow. Speaking of exhausting, Draymond Green's still a Warrior. And how do you think that plays? I mean, does Draymond's contract now come back into scrutiny? Because it obviously had something to do with Klay Thompson's salary. Or Klay Thompson walking.
Right, but I mean, by scrutiny, you mean from whom? And you guys...
Fans.
Well, you detailed it perfectly about the dinner with Joe Lacob, where, you know, they sat down and next thing you know, he's got 4 years and $100 million, even though he had punched Jordan Poole. That, to me, is where the scrutiny lies a little bit greater is you went from Jordan Poole to a year of Chris Paul to nothing. So, yeah, the Draymond Green contract, I think, will be scrutinized down the road. But for me, the immediate scrutiny is like what you got from Jordan Poole, which was nothing.
Oh,
you got 58 games of Chris Paul. And I see Jason shaking his head a little bit about the net-net of that deal. The net-net was you were a 10 seed, and now you have nothing.
Yeah, it was just a fail. If you go from the day they won the championship, Jordan Poole is, by some standards, the third best player on that team, that championship team, depends who you ask, but probably no worse than fourth. And he's at the top of the mountain to today, and you don't have that asset. You got nothing in return for that asset. Unless, except what you said, 58 games of Chris Paul,
Yeah. That
is objectively an organizational failure. There's no other way. There's no way to sugarcoat it, no way to kind of dress it up. You turn Jordan Poole, who is a really good player on a championship team, into nothing. That is a fail. They're going to have to wear that on their chin.
Patrick Baldwin, Ryan Rollins, and another second-round pick. Not that those guys are doing anything.
2030 first round. Don't forget that. But, top 20 protected, if you care.
So, and I do, actually.
There's been some definite organizational failures over the past couple of years that I'm sure will be talked about at length this summer. You just got to wonder what's kind of going through Steph Curry's mind right now. Because, you know, he's looking at the twilight of his career. He still plays at a high level. But there doesn't seem to be a pathway for this team to compete in a loaded Western Conference.
Do you think Curry said no to Zach LaVine? Because at this point, I'll throw anything on the wall if I'm Dre and Steph. But DeAndre Melton,
I think Joe Lacob said no to Zach LaVine. He saw that price tag, and he said that, hey, we're getting out of the luxury tax. I'm not going to bring somebody back in and get into it.
Well, I love Joe. He should have said no to Draymond, and that's where I'm going to start. Because at the end of the day, we all feel the way we feel. I was here. We all have been and watched this thing get built. But to me, you feel how you feel. The wrong of the big three is gone. And that's why I feel bad for Klay Thompson. And I still think he can do some things that Draymond can't. That's neither here nor there. But if I could ask Joe and company, Stoney, I've told you for 4 hours, do you regret giving him 4 and following it up, giving Klay 2, as if that wouldn't be a slight? Like, if they had to do that again, would they be like, you know what? Or did they know we're going to give Dibs 4, and when Grandy gets pissed off when we offer him 2, we're okay with Grandy leaving? I'm reading it like they undersold Klay and his pride. And I don't think that's what they meant to do, but that was the seed that started all this for him to be out of
a
Warrior uniform.
Look at what Klay signed for. He signed for 3 and 50, and they offered him 2 and 48. So really, the Warriors weren't that out of bounds to offer him 2 and 48 because he only got 3 and 50. And he could have gotten 4 with the Lakers, apparently, but he chose to go 3 and 50, which means you got 16 and change a year, and the Warriors offered you 24 a year.
Yeah, but the 3 and 50 was after everybody showed and they exhibited that, you know what? They hurt him. His pride was hurt at every turn.
His pride was hurt, but also his market plummeted. He went from 42 last year to the Warriors offered him 24 to he accepted 16.
But we all thought before the last year played out, he might get 30 from Orlando when he would get on the heater.
Even Bobby Marks came on our show and said that very thing.
Yeah.
But if we thought Clay was going to get 30 and he only ended up with 16, like what does it matter in the grand scheme of things? It sounded like it wasn't about money.
He bet on himself and he was wrong.
Yeah, I don't think there was any scenario in which he was going to stay here looking back at it unless they would have offered him 3 for 90 last summer.
Maybe. I don't know. I get the sense it was less about the money for him and more about the fact that the Warriors just kicked him to the curb and wanted to kick the tires on Paul George before even thinking about him.
But
I think it was more about
like
Paul
George. Matters. It felt like.
I think he saw the writing on the wall all season long and the way the conversations went and Steve Kerr and the Warriors benching him in the middle of the season and all of that. I don't know. To me, it's less about the money and more about how the Warriors maybe just didn't give him the respect that he felt like he deserved, that a franchise legend feels that he deserves. And as a result, he wasn't interested in whatever the money was going to be from the Warriors.
But I can't blame the Warriors for kicking the tires on Paul George before approaching Clay. I can't blame them for that. Paul George is objectively a better player. He moves the needle. That's where self-awareness comes into things. Like,
all right, I got something for you.
Paul George is better than you, Clay. He is. Like, that's not an insult. No. This is a business at the end of the day. You can do whatever you want, but the Warriors checking in on Paul George is not disrespecting you. Right. It's not. He's better than you.
All right, I got to just piggyback off of that real quick. I'm mad at myself because I was all in thinking they had action, thinking the Clippers and Ballmer would actually allow or be a part of something that would send Paul George to the Warriors. I was all in. I didn't once think about the Clippers are like, what are we doing?
Right.
You ain't going there. Real quick, Dumas, were you thinking they had action? Were you thinking he was coming here? Because now I'm like, you idiot, talking to myself. They were never going to let him come here, the Clippers.
Yeah, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and the Clippers, obviously, from everything that's been reported, Mike Dunleavy tried really hard, and he offered very, very respectable packages, and the Clippers just said nah, and they let him leave for nothing. So, probably tells you they weren't going to do it. So, you got to weigh that reward. You got to weigh that risk reward, too, because if they had a hit on Paul George and that costed them Klay Thompson, it would have been sad for nostalgia.
But
for sure.
But
from a basketball point of view, who cares? You got better. You know what I mean?
Yep. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Klay Thompson, no longer a Warrior. He will sign with the Dallas Mavericks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Bricks. And 13 years with the Golden State Warriors, a bunch of great memories, 4 titles. And I think what else the non-deal with the Clippers tells us is we all have underestimated this second apron stuff, because Steve Ballmer, he can throw hundreds of millions of dollars away and he'll never feel it. So that's not the issue. The issue is if you're over that second apron, you're really hamstringing yourself strategically moving into the future. And the Warriors have done the same thing, essentially. Yeah. Nobody wants to be in that second apron. And I think teams are making decisions they don't want to make, but they feel like they have to make.
And it feels to me, I'm sorry, Grandy, like the Warriors are now in a mode where they're going to take a one-year hiatus and they're going to probably eat it and be below the first apron and think that, okay, as long as we're not a repeater in that second apron, you can maybe go back above it next year if you want to take another big swing next year in the offseason. So if you're not a repeat second apron offender, over $189 million, you have a chance to go out next year in free agency and maybe make a big swing.
And just really quick, signing DeAnthony Melton to the full non-taxpayer mid-level caps them at the first apron. So even if they want to, they can't go over the first apron anymore. They're stuck at $178 now is their salary. They can't go over that.
Can I assume, or am I mistaken, that Guru is the only one in the room that likes LaVine and that would do something with Zach LaVine?
I like him as a player, but you just got to weigh the risk reward. If he was healthy and you thought you could get him for at least 70 games next year, you would look at that. But the past couple of years have told you that that is not something that you can bet on. And like Joe Lacob has all but said, like, I don't want this team to be mediocre and expensive. We can be mediocre, but we better be mediocre and not expensive. So I think like, there's a high chance the Warriors could get him and still be mediocre. And then they'd be mediocre and expensive again. And that's something that Joe Lacob had no interest
in. And Doc Pandy has come on and actually on Twitter, he was opining about the nature of that foot injury. And as an NBA player, when you have that sort of a foot injury, it becomes a little bit of a an iffy proposition to fully get better. You know, the ACL is a pretty clear-cut recovery, and the Achilles, I don't know if that's what you have, Jason, but I know you're over there suited and booted, but I'm not. Is it Achilles? That's why.
I did a full rupture of the Achilles.
Okay, that can't be fun, but luckily you're just, you know, standing up in a green screen with a microphone. Yeah. You're not trying to, like, get that ha-ha, as Guru likes to say, or the skeet-skeet, but with Zach LaVine and his foot issue, it could be a little dicey.
I think you could have sold me on Zach LaVine if the Bulls were willing to attach a first-round pick to it. Maybe they were. We don't really know. That's what the reports had been, that they're trying desperately to get rid of him, and it was only going to cost you Chris Paul and Andrew Wiggins, and you end up waiving Chris Paul and getting nothing in return for him anyway. However, if the Warriors believe there is a chance to go out and get someone else, like a Lauri Markkanen, 100,000% Markkanen fits way better than Zach LaVine. But if you got no other option, I don't know why you wouldn't just swing for it. I mean, Steph's getting up there in age. You got to try. LaVine's a pretty damn good player when healthy.
And how is Steph feeling right now?
If Markkanen's possible.
LaVine's an albatross, though, with that contract.
Really, you've got 43, 46, 49.
Oh, my God. Yep. So I think you'd be better off like taking a one-year deep swallow and realizing, okay, you're below the first apron. You're probably not going to be great. Maybe
so that's 2 years of no playoffs?
But you have your pick next year.
And so, to your point about LaVine, he's going to be a candidate to be moved for the rest of that contract. So you don't have to rush into a LaVine decision.
That's why I wouldn't take LaVine now. So you take LaVine now.
I did not like that package.
3 years.
Exactly.
Like, LaVine better work. Man. Otherwise, you got him for 3 years and you're going to be in Chicago's situation where it's tough to move. And you brought up Curry.
I mean, that's the right on the table, man.
Man,
I mean,
brought to you by Atco.
Yeah.
I mean, if everything everybody says is true, why can't we just assume Steph wanted Draymond back, but he said, okay, let's let Clay walk?
Yeah, no, I mean, that is a very fair assumption based on what everything I'm hearing.
And maybe that was part of the disrespect. Maybe Clay sensed it. I don't know.
Look, Steph has always been very vocal about his partnership with Draymond Green on the basketball court. Obviously, some of the things Draymond has done on the court to get himself suspended upset everybody in the organization. But when it comes to basketball and a basketball fit, Steph is the loudest person in the room saying, I like to play with Draymond Green. If the reason Draymond Green is still a Warrior is because of Steph Curry, because they had every reason to trade him after some of the things that has gone down this year. And he's still on the roster. That's It's intentional. You know, that's not by accident. It's not just a coincidence. Steph wants that. Like I said, and how I alluded to earlier, the last 3 years, I know Draymond has punched people and got himself suspended on the
court.
He's
ruined two seasons almost, if you allow me to. I mean, basically.
But, Goo, I'm telling you this. Klay has been equally as exhausting behind the scenes. It's not as loud. Mm. It's not as loud because it's not you stomping on someone's chest.
Well, we've watched it, too. It's not you turn around. We see it.
So if he's slamming stuff on the bench and sulking and doing that on the court, how do you think it is in practice? Wow. How do you think it is in the locker room? It has been uncomfortable. It has.
Yeah.
It just doesn't come out as loudly as Draymond Green.
Also, Goo, obviously a big part of Draymond is when he was on the floor and when he was not available, not on the floor.
Grandy.
But when they were both on the floor, who do you think was more valuable to the Warriors last year, Draymond or Klay?
Draymond.
Right? I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah, but he wasn't on the court. That's my whole thing.
That's a big point. You're right.
About Steph going to bat form. I mean, that's a butcher knife. Shout out Shasky in his back of getting suspended. That's why Curry was almost in tears. It's like, dude, when is enough enough? And these are two, the pool thing, you got no punishment, which to me just ruined everything when I talk about and I think about this culture. And then he followed that up being gone for 25 games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it goes back to the Sabonis stomp, as Jason was saying.
Then you had
the Gobert choke, and then you had the Nurkic flail punch, which was an accident. I mean, I've lost my balance many times. You know, next thing you know, my fist is flying in another man's face. But Jason is absolutely right. Yeah. Like, if you see what happens on the court, the whole thing about the tip of the iceberg, and we know that as an expression, but when you think about what the actual tip of the iceberg is, you see the tip, but the actual iceberg goes like thousands of feet underneath, and that's what you see when you have behavior that we all see on the court, which is actually, you know, just a little bit of what's going on.
I asked Donnie, is this a bad look for the Warriors? That he took 3 for 50, actually 16, 17 per. This is a bad look.
Only if you haven't been paying attention.
Ah, wow.
Like, I've seen those takes online, like, how could the Warriors do him like this, blah, blah, blah.
So that's out there.
Yeah, that's out there, and perception can be reality, but it's not going to hurt the Warriors from getting any players, you know.
I'd be more worried about not getting players because of Draymond than the way they handled Klay Thompson, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's just for fans to say, but when you're courting a player and the player can call Steph Curry, the player can call Draymond, whoever, and ask what happened and what happened with Klay, ask Steve Kerr, and they're honest with him, player will probably be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, I would love marketing right now. Like, I'm just thinking about 40 for 39.9, that's 40 from three, size.
He's 27 years old, Goo.
Right, but I mean, what would it cost you?
And the other piece
of it, so, and put aside whether or not they can get him, and I was talking to Grandy about this in the green room, is if you're Kuminga and Wiggins, and you were both aggressively shopped over the course of the last day, 2 days, week, 2 weeks, 5 months, you come back for training camp, is it all good?
As far as Wiggins is concerned, it sure feels like something's going on with Wiggins and the Warriors.
Not letting him play in the Olympics?
There's conflicting reports that, oh, it's mutual. But why would it be mutual if... I don't know that Wiggins is chomping at the bit to play for Canada. Otherwise, he would... say, this is completely ridiculous that Steph can play and I can't.
It doesn't seem like Wiggins is chomping on the bit to play at all.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Jason Dumas right there with the ultimate.
That's just who he is. And that's not like me trying to insult the guy, but just go and look. Just look at his career. Man. He's no intensity,
Jason,
ever.
Have you ever looked in his eyes?
Oh, many times.
Because Guru did last year.
When Curry got hurt against the Bulls and was walking off, Wiggins was on the bench, and I'm watching on TV, and went and rewatched it, and Wiggins looked like, I thought he was activated. It looked like Curry was going to be done for a little while, and I came in here saying, I saw something, and I kept rewinding it, Jay, and then he reverted right back. So everybody kids me with, Goo saw something in Dumas' eyes.
I don't think it's as mutual as the Warriors are making it seem, because R.J. Barrett's dad Rowan Barrett, who's the GM of Team Canada Basketball, he said, no, it's not a mutual decision. We've been in touch with Andrew for like 2 years now. We've been excited about
that. Can you do that, though? Can a team say you can't play for your country?
I think they can,
if you're
actually.
Wiggins, who's not going to cause a stink.
But I know Mark Cuban, I know Lacob's on the record as saying he'll let his guys play. But he was thinking about the big three at that point. Clearly something's changed with Wiggins.
Because they're shopping him then. They don't want him to get hurt.
But Cuban was worried about Doncic playing. Wow. And in the end, he said, you know, you got to let these guys play. I mean, just most organizations are going to bite the bullet.
Right.
Tim Hardaway Jr. can. I mean, excuse me, Michael Finley, put the beer down.
Oh, yeah.
That still bothered me.
Well, I wouldn't have given the beer up so quickly.
Hey, right, what was that about?
Who the hell are you?
All right. We'll be listening.
Yeah, you guys have a great show today.
Hype
There's
it
a
up.
Lot.
Look who we have in the building. We got a real live. It's Jason Dumas, people. If you don't know, you better recognize this guy is in the Warriors locker room. He's connected. He's got a suit on.
He's suited
and booted. He's only booted because he can't walk and he tore his Achilles, ruptured his Achilles, which is worse than a tear.
Okay. Yes.
Shout out Doc Pandya. I know this. He joins us tomorrow. Mark Grandy leading the way. Jason Dumas providing info. Me, Dan Dibley, doing what he does best, cracking wise, and I'll do it right here.
On 95.7, The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.